to help unhappy commoners and add to their enjoyment, affords a man of noble rank congenial employment. Of our attempts we offer you examples illustrative. The work is light, and I may add, it's most remunerative. Small titles and orders for mayors and recorders I get, and they're highly delighted.
They're highly delighted.
MPs, baronetted, sham colonels gazetted, and second-rate aldermen knighted.
Yes, aldermen knighted.
Foundation stone laying I find very paying. It adds a large sum to my makings.
Large sum to his makings.
At charity dinners, the best of speech spinners, I get 10% on the takings.
1/10 of the takings. I present any lady whose conduct is shady or smacking of doubtful propriety.
Doubtful propriety.
When virtue would quash her, I take and whitewash her and launch her in first-rate society.
First-rate society.
I recommend acres of clumsy dressmakers, their fit and their finishing touches.
Their finishing touches.
A sum in addition they pay for permission to say that they make for the Duchess.
They make for the Duchess. Those pressing prevailers, the ready-made tailors, quote me as their great double barrel.
Their great double barrel.
I allow them to do so, though Robinson Crusoe would gibbet their wearing apparel.
Such wearing apparel.
I sit by selection upon the direction of several companies bubble.
All companies bubble.
As soon as they're floated, I'm freely banknoted. I'm pretty well paid for my trouble.
He's paid for his trouble. At middle class party, I play at a cutty, and I'm by no means a beginner.
She's not a beginner.
To one of my station, the remuneration, 5 guineas a night and my dinner.
And wine with her dinner.
I write letters blatant on medicine's patent, and use any other you mustn't.
Believe me, you mustn't.
And all my complexion derives its perfection from somebody's soap, which it doesn't.
It certainly doesn't. We're ready as witness to anyone's fitness to fill any place or preferment.
A place or preferment. We're often in waiting at junket or feeding, and sometimes attend an interment.
We enjoy an interment.
In short, if you kindle the spark of a swindle, your simpletons into your clutches, yes, into your clutches.
Or hoodwink a debtor, you cannot do better
than trot out a duke or a duck.